Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, wrapping up what has been a quick first hour. We'll be obviously we're back with you every week, and we'll have a lot of guests. We thank Cindy Marcial, the head coach of American Heritage Plantations girls soccer team, winning her seventh state title, and then Vic Balmaceda, the head wrestling coach at South Dade, who won their 25th state title. Yesterday, or over the weekend, but yesterday in particular, their Under Armour brings their camp around the country, and they spotlight some of the top talent. Obviously, it's in shorts and a t-shirt, but the great thing about it is you get to see a lot of these kids, you know, just work out and, you know, just be with each other, have a little drills and, you know, take photos, talk to the media. And yesterday was really good. I mean, but it always is here in South Florida. And one of the players that I think, and then I've been watching him the last couple of years, is really going to emerge as a true talent. And he already has offensive lineman who's committed to the University of South Florida before his senior year, had a great camp. Singled out by everybody there. I know that all the coaches that were there working it saw what he could do. He's grown quite a bit. He's going to be really an anchor for St. Thomas coming up this year. And Caleb Harris is kind enough to join us this evening. Caleb, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you yesterday. Amazed at how much you've grown from that first time I saw you as an eighth grader.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for having me.
This has got to really be exciting for you. I mean, like I said, these last 4 or 5 years, I mean, watching your brother play quarterback, but now you're getting an opportunity to do your own thing. You've got a commitment to the University of South Florida. You have a program now that has won consecutive state titles in all the years you've been there, and obviously they have another opportunity this coming year in your senior year. They played one of the top schedules in the country last year, obviously with St. John Bosco to open up this coming year. From what I understand, it'll be a Bishop Gorman of Las Vegas. Talk about being at St. Thomas, and obviously you've been around it for 4 years now. What is the environment like? Because I know you have a lot of coaches, you have a lot of players from the past who come back and kind of help and be there. Talk about the atmosphere at St. Thomas.
Yeah, the atmosphere is always competitive. Ever since I was there, my dad was there when they won the national championship in 2019, and my brother was there as a freshman. So even then, it was always competitive. And the older guys really, like, they really help you out. Even if it is a competition, they're going to teach you what to do, how to do it. They're going to build you up. But the main thing is competition, always trying to go out there and be the best, you know?
Right.
And then it's built on the seniors. As Coach Harris always says, at the end of time, seniors take your team. So those are really the leaders. He has a firm leadership over there.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because you take a look at just in the time you've been there, all the players that have gone on now to college, and certainly in a few years they're going to be, you know, in the NFL. You learn a lot from the leadership, and I know that Coach Harriet and the coaching staff is huge on leadership and getting a lot of those seniors in place where they become leaders and then they embrace the next level. Talk about what you're going to expect, because now this is your deal. I mean, you're a senior. You're coming up on your senior year, starting in the spring. A lot of these ninth graders, a lot of these 10th graders are going to look to Caleb Harris, you know, for guidance, for experience. Talk about that, because you're a guy who has learned a lot of things over the last couple of years, you know, not only on the football field, but just life lessons. Talk about being a leader. I mean, you know, because everybody can say, well, I'm going to be a leader. But at St. Thomas, it takes a little bit more, because it's not just what happens on that football field, but in the classroom, you see these kids, you know, younger kids, maybe not doing things the way that they should be. And you had it done to you, and you've had a lot of good people to follow. Talk about what you expect this coming year from yourself as a leader on and off the field.
I just expect to lead by example. You know, when I get on the field, I expect to dominate. But when I'm in the classroom, I expect to have the best grades, be basically a teacher's pet, teacher's hip. Whenever she needs some, he needs some, I'm gonna do it on time, be the first one done. 'Cause that's where it
Yeah.
starts in the classroom, being a student athlete. Student comes first, so the school comes first.
No doubt. Well said. Caleb Harris joins us. Class of 2025, which is a rising senior for St. Thomas Aquinas. Combine's like yesterday. Talk about that. I mean, you have an opportunity. Obviously, it's not in the helmets, not in pads. It's not in anything but t-shirt and a pair of shorts. But you get an opportunity to go out there and work on your skill and work on your technique. And coming away as offensive line MVP with a group that, like you had yesterday, was pretty impressive. Do you just take that in stride and just say, hey, listen, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, and you just work hard? Is that your approach?
Yeah, definitely. I always love to compete, and just coming out there and winning the MVP just basically proved what I already knew, that I'm the best offensive lineman in South Florida, and I want to continue to
Yeah.
prove that.
And you've worked hard, and there have been a lot of people obviously responsible along the way. I know when I wrote something today and I tagged Coach Luque, who's been a mentor to a lot of people, and I know that you kind of started out with him and work with him. What's it like having somebody like that who is going to be there to because anybody, they're not going to teach you how to lift weights. They're not going to make you stronger, but what they are going to teach you is the craft. And they're going to teach you how to do this and how to do that and all the times that a defensive lineman is going to do what they're going to do to you and how you can combat that. How much have you learned from somebody like that or Coach Torian Wilson, somebody who has been there, done that, and knows exactly what to teach?
Yeah, they both definitely helped me out a lot. Especially Coach Wilson, especially him, his experience in the NFL
Right.
and doing it high at a college level as well, and all the people he's trained, and Coach Luque too. But
Right.
they helped me build and work on what I need to improve. They always have something for me to work on. So
Yeah.
as long as I, it's always about the little things and the footworks and stuff like that. So every single rep I do, they tell me it's something I could work on. And so it helps
Yeah.
me out a lot with trying to become as close to perfect as possible.
Right. In a team sport, and I always ask this of any of the young men that join us or even young women, that you can't be selfish and it's all about I. But on the other hand, how hard you work, how hard you push yourself, pretty much helps the team in the end. So if you're getting up at 5 o'clock, maybe you're going to get up at 4:30. You're going to maybe run an extra, gas or drill, or you're going to lift extra weights. That all encompasses not only helping Caleb Harris, but that inevitably helps the team. Talk about that, because in a game like this, that is a team game. You don't like to be individual, but the things you do individually help out as a team.
Yeah, that's all. It's kind of what Coach Harry talks about. Do your part. Do your 111. So
Yeah.
you always want to just be the best you can be to help out the team and to win. And you see St. Thomas in our tradition, we're on a 5P right now, going for six. You know,
Right.
we want to. We're always working to get better, even on our own time, even when we're not with our coaches. You always want to get
No
better.
doubt.
The offense and defense, we have a little group. After practice, we work on our stuff. We work, do one-on-ones. And so it
Yeah.
helps us evolve together as a team and build a closer bond. And yeah, that's how we do it in St. Thomas.
No doubt. As they say, hold that rope. And obviously that's kind of a battle cry for that team, and certainly has done for a long time. Caleb, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Best of luck this year. We'll see you plenty, I know. And obviously congratulations on your commitment to the University of South Florida. We had Coach Golish on last week. Great guy, great program. It's on the way up. Again, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on your recognition yesterday, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Good. Anytime, Coach Kid. That's Caleb Harris. Almost called him a coach, which brings an end to our show. It was a quick show. We told you. that. If you missed anything, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. You could hear all the interviews, the three interviews that we did tonight. We pretty much got the best out of this Monday evening. Hockey's next, one of the hottest teams in the NHL. We thank you, and we will see you next week. Thank you, Danny Garcia, for doing what you do.